Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening this morning. I'm going to start with an email, Sarah or Vinny, at RadioAlice.com will reach us. This is from Tammy. Hey, Sarah, ladybugs will eat the little white flies eating your tomato plants. You can get a little tub of them in the garden center at Home Depot for about $8. Well, I know where I'm going today. Instructions for letting them loose in your greenhouse and garden are on the tub. And they're so cute in the garden. I have aphids on my roses, too. They'll probably take care of everything in my yard. love you all so much, Tammy. Thanks, Tammy. I didn't even think of that. Put some bugs in there. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll try anything. Those are getting decimated.
Tiny moths? Is that what it's
called? Teeny. They're like minuscule.
I think I have the same thing.
Ah, they're so annoying. And then you pull a tomato off and there's a cloud of them. And they get in your hair and they're everywhere.
I heard they're good for them, though.
What?
They're good for your tomatoes.
You heard that? For real?
Uh-huh.
No, they seem to be ruining everything.
What do you mean ruining them?
Like all the...
It got in my car yesterday. Is that how it looks? It flies.
No, it's a tenth the size of that.
This is smaller than a grain of rice.
Yeah, no, they're like little white dots, and they just flutter around.
They're not tasty.
I haven't tried any.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Should I, you think?
Maybe you have.
Why not?
I'm sure I probably have, actually. No, I couldn't taste them. They're too small. They didn't even cover one taste bud.
You are one of those... Take a bite into something that hasn't even been washed yet.
Well, take a bite.
Yeah, she is.
Well, it hasn't killed me yet.
She'll scold you if you try to wash it. Too.
Neither has your 9 Advils in 6 hours thing,
nope.
But
8 hours. You know.
All right, 8. Sorry.
Every 4 hours or so.
Okay.
You know,
so bad.
Gotta start early. Whatever. I'm fine.
I know you're fine.
Don't worry about me.
All right.
Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I wanted to mention Banana's grand opening. They've been great to us over the years. Alan, I mean, we have so much equipment piled in the corner over there. Just, you know, if we ever want to rock out, we can, thanks to Bananas at Large. And they've also... donated prizes for things that we've done in the past, and they're just great. They moved locations. They used to be over on 4th Street. Now they're down on 2nd Street, I believe it is. But they're still in San Rafael, and they've got a location up in Santa Rosa, too. So the new location, though, is the San Rafael one. And even though it's been open for a while, they are doing a grand opening event this Saturday. And they've got all kinds of cool things going, like tons of giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. this Saturday. Here's a quote from owner Alan Rosen. It's past overdue to have a grand opening party for our new location. So they're bringing a little something for everybody. They're going to have a ukulele jam. So if you've, you know, if you've got mad ukulele skills, bring it over. Join the jam.
Sounds like a cluster, but go on.
It does. face painting. Prizes include a Fender guitar, Ultimate Ears monitors, which are amazing. I use those. Yamaha guitar and tons more. Something for everybody. And they talk about how they have, there's a lot of musicians that live up in Marin. And when they want to trade their equipment or get rid of something, they bring it to Alan. Like, he knows all these guys. Right now in their inventory... You want to buy something that Joe Satriani used once? No problem. Neil Schoenschein and other members of Journey, Keith Richards, Santana.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all that stuff. So it's held in store and in the parking lot this Saturday, 11 to 5. You got to be on site to win some of these prizes. Okay. Love and marriage. Mm.
Love and marriage.
Mm. They don't always last forever.
What?
This will last a long time, though.
Yours will, Vinny.
Yeah, no, yours totally will.
Yours are totally going
to
last.
You're going to be fine. Well, you're willing to put in the work, you know?
Yeah,
make
I'm
time
easy.
For therapy, woman.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not that you're easy. It's that you're willing to do the work. You're difficult. But you're willing to do the work.
How dare you?
Period.
I've known you a really long time. So it seemed like this one was going to last. It's been 22 years. Larry King and Sean Southwick. Mm. They had some trouble about 10 years ago. In fact, I want to say it was like a race to see who could file first.
Didn't she have an affair with the kid's baseball coach or
something like that? And wasn't there some weird thing going on where he was allowed to bang her sister?
Something was strange.
Some very strange things in their marriage. Anyway, they're saying he's close to death.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd expect. How old is he?
85.
He's old.
And hold on.
So why get a divorce?
Why
right
do I say
you?
That? Because Larry King famously was a multi-packs smoker a day. Mm. Like one of those dudes who was on his TV show smoking.
Right.
You know, he's a guy who couldn't even put him down to do his dumb show.
For an hour.
Right. So he, at 85, and I think he's had multiple heart surgeries.
And he just had another one, actually, this past spring. But then I want to say that he wound up having some kind of heart. I've read four or five different sources takes on this whole thing. And one of them was saying that she was told he had a heart attack while he was either getting this procedure or, you know, whenever it was. But anyway, so while he's in the hospital and they said, look, he does not have long left. And so she brought the lawyer in and tried to get him to sign a bunch of papers.
Oh, gosh.
And he thought, and I think his kids thought, his kids are with her are 19 and 20 years old. So they're not minors anymore. And I guess whatever paperwork he's got in place gives them the lion's share of what he's got. You know, it doesn't necessarily all just go to the wife. It's deeded to them. I don't know how all that works. And they're like, Dad, Mom's trying to steal our inheritance from you. And he's all, well, I'm not going to let that happen.
And then the kids said that to him.
Yes. Apparently, her kids with him are like, she's awful. And she's trying to steal our money.
Wow.
Dad, help us out.
Well, you know why? Okay, because I've experienced this when I was writing my trust. You know why you give you specifically put your kids to get your stuff is if she marries someone else and has other kids or he has other kids, suddenly the money you've earned and the money that you've left behind isn't going to the two children you had. It's going to her and maybe these other people she's brought.
So if you just put it in a will and it's just going to the mother, you don't know where that will end up.
That's what I'm saying.
So you put it in a trust. She's a trustee of the trust. She's a beneficiary of the trust. But the money in the trust
is for the kids.
Right. The beneficiaries of that are the children.
Right.
So I don't know what she was trying to get him to sign, but apparently he went, I'm not signing that.
Well, good thing he was.
No doubt.
Capable.
And that he had people around him going, here's what she's trying to get you to sign. So things haven't been great the last few years. Larry's accused her of cheating, but the breaking point was when he wound up in the hospital for the heart procedure this past spring. So, and she was trying to get him to sign these legal documents that he thought would screw their sons out of their inheritance. And it was the kids who convinced Larry to ditch Mom. He's been married 8 times, but only to 7 women. He married one lady twice.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, one of those. His marriage to Sean was by far the longest at about 22 years. Before that, his previous record was 7. He is 85 years old. I don't know what the next few months hold for him. It sounds like he's not super well.
Well, it looks like he went back to work August 15th.
Oh, boy. Look at that.
Well, what's his work? Is his podcast or something like that?
I don't think that he's...
Yeah, I don't know that there's a TV
show. Packing a briefcase, grabbing headphones and walking into downtown LA
walks to his home studio.
Exactly.
That's my plan. That's why I'm building the studio.
I can just see him too. Well, there's another honey. Wrap it and send it out. And the kids are like, yeah, that's not going anywhere. Yeah. No one wants to listen to you, Dad.
Yeah.
You're 85.
No, we're going ahead and putting that up, and we're going to fake some numbers for you so you think you got some listeners.
Right. I mean, well.
Yeah.
And he was an all-time broadcaster. At one time, he was
Absolutely.
One of the biggest.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much.
It's called Politicking with Larry King.
It's a podcast, though, right?
It's a talk show. I don't know, Vinny. It says that its distributor is Hulu. Aura TV, RT America.
That's a real deal then.
Yeah. Huh. I'm surprised, actually, because I'm with you. I don't care if I ever hear another word out of his mouth.
Well,
so people are saying the show has received criticism due to the fact that it airs on RT America Network, which has frequently been described as pro-Russian.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't know.
Yeah. He just does the show.
Yeah.
They put it wherever they want it to be. Am I still getting paid?
No. You haven't been paid for 20 years.
When did he leave his show?
I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't been paid in 20 years because your wife's getting paid.
Well, he's worth $150 million.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's done Dang. Very well. He was a really big
Even
deal.
But, you know, $150 million, what would he have been worth if he'd stayed with his first wife?
Wait a minute. I mean, let me ask you this. Was his big deal, and I believe it was, he was like the interview guy on CNN, mm-hmm. like the afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And didn't, after he left, they brought in that Pierce...
Morgan.
Pierce Morgan took
yeah,
over for his show.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. that's it, right? Yeah. That slot was his for 30 years.
Right.
Yep.
So yeah, he did very well.
Yeah.
We should all hope to have accomplished 1% of what he's done. Meanwhile, I'm
giving tons of crap, but
breaking his balls right and left. But.
Well, you know, that's what people do. We criticize others.
According to CNN, King has conducted more than 30,000 interviews in his career.
Yeah, he's an icon. I'm going to try and find something nice to say about him because Pink has challenged me to do so.
Oh.
Pink has issued a challenge.
Oh, for people in general?
Yes, for people in general.
Be nice.
For one day. For one day, don't criticize anyone on the internet.
Oh, on the internet.
Easy.
Yeah, that would be done.
Easy for me. I never do it either.
Yeah.
I don't want to engage online. I just don't. But we are, I think, the exception. Or it's just because we didn't grow up in that culture. Like, I actually wonder if my kids are criticizers. Are my kids trolls? Mm. Like, I don't know. I don't see everything that they write online.
One of the things that I have said to people, whether it's like interns or when you're talking about, we have radio show. So we have a form of expression
this
where we
outlet.
Get it out
yeah.
of ourselves right. and then we're done. And go home and we're like, zip.
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
Yeah.
But if they take this away from us when we're six, when we're Larry King, that we're going to be online.
We might be
going,
the new internet trolls.
And another thing.
So I guess we could take Pink's challenge one step further and try to go a whole day without, like, I think we already failed today because we've been criticizing.
Yeah, so you got
to
give me a fresh start and tell me what we're doing.
I should have started with this song.
Try it tomorrow.
I mean, this story or the song, whatever. This is a Pink story. So it must be a song.
Larry King, hell of a guy.
Yeah. Actually, we did sort of wind up there. Had a great career.
He has.
30,000
yeah.
interviews.
Absolutely.
Sure. Man's he's an icon.
Yeah.
There you go. See?
Too late.
No, shut up.
It is too late. You needed to tell us that before.
You're criticizing me. So anyway, she's issued a challenge to all the jerks on social media. Try to go a single day without being mean. She posted on Instagram saying, I'd like to propose a worldwide internet challenge to anyone reading this today. Go one day without criticizing someone online. Let's call it the Miss Me with the BS Challenge. If it feels good, hey, why not go 2 days? But let's start with one for the overzealous out there. Hashtag one day at a time. Hashtag only love. Her husband, Carrie Hart, said, I think it's a long shot, but I'm optimistic. Okay.
Well,
you know, look, it's a nice sentiment, and frankly, we could all be a little nicer. I guess she a while ago turned off the ability for people to comment on her social media posts. So she pretty famously would engage, like she'd get in a fight with you.
Well, it is shocking how people will have very nasty opinions.
Are you?
It must
you.
Be very nasty opinions about stuff, and
right.
and you. Look, we all have blind spots in our own lives. So she's probably not. She's thinking, this is a great post. And then when she sees
the reaction,
what the side view is of that, I'm sure it's coming from like blindside.
I think there was a few things recently. She posted a picture of her daughter. Maybe she colored her daughter's hair or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Dyed it, and people were criticizing her for that.
Yeah, you know, she does post a lot of pictures of her family, and I want to say there was like the kid was like in a bikini, or there was some.
Yes, she's
it was just, you know, so people.
That, yeah.
people open themselves up to that when they post pictures of their kids, because people will spot things in the photo that, you know, you're a bad parent.
Okay.
I think most people who post their kids are thinking that other people are, like, cute.
Yep.
The end.
Right. And when they're not cute, the end, they're surprised and blindsided by it.
Right.
You know who's funny about it is Chrissy Teigen. Because she'll also get in a beef with someone. But mm-hmm. She's clever. Like, she'll find ways to turn the shame around on them. I follow her. Her kids are so damn cute.
You follow her?
I love Chrissy Teigen. She's so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And that little boy of theirs.
Looks just like John
Legend. He's like
Legend,
little mini John Legend. Yeah. It's hilarious. Can't wait to see if he can play piano.
I'm sure you will, right?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves is in the news today. There's a fourth Matrix movie happening.
What?
Yep, so he'll be back as Neo. He's right now filming Bill and Ted.
Right.
Actually, there was another story about that today, too. They just hired a bunch of wounded warriors as extras for the cast. If you are familiar, and if you're not, you should go back and watch the original Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Never saw it.
Oh, God, it's so funny, Vinny. You'd love it. And you should go back and watch it now, well, because you know what's become of Keanu Reeves. I have to say, the last few things I've seen him in, he does seem to be taking himself a lot less seriously and actually trying to have fun. He is so funny in that Netflix movie, Always Be My Maybe. That I think about that movie constantly. It's Ali Wong and Randall Park.
Yeah.
And they play kids who grew up together, who went their separate ways and had different things happen to them in their lives, and now they're sort of thrown back together. And it's set in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in this band that you're like, oh, great. You know, now we're going to go see this guy. And then, oh, dude, it's so great. I sing Bounce Back like a tennis ball all the time. Like a tennis ball. Bounce back. Bounce back.
So this is Keanu?
No, but Keanu's in this because he goes on a date or two with the girl that he grew up with. And the insanity that happens in the 5 minutes that Keanu is actually in this movie is so excellent. It's so good. And so there's just so many funny. Oh, my God. Anyway, he seems to be taking himself less seriously these days. So that's the movie I'm talking about is on Netflix right now. It's called Always Be My Maybe. Really, really funny. Anyway, he's doing a fourth Matrix movie. Keanu Reeves back as Neo. Carrie-Anne Moss coming back as Trinity. I don't have any word on any other cast members yet except for these wounded warriors that they've hired to be extras. But Lana Wachowski is back to write, direct, and produce. She co-wrote and co-directed the original trilogy with her sister, Lily Wachowski. Of course, that's back when they were brothers, Larry and Andy, but stuff happens. Lana says, many of the ideas Lily and I explored 20 years ago about our reality are even more relevant now. I'm very happy to have these characters back in my life and grateful for another chance to work with my brilliant friends. The first Matrix came out in 1999. I barely understood it. And by the time I got through the second one, I was like, well, I'm not going to watch any more of these.
I don't think I did watch. I think after the first one, I fell off.
Oh, you should. Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think it just didn't hold my interest.
I thought it was kind of cool. I just didn't quite get it. Like, it was just too... Maybe I was stoned or something. I just don't know. Like, people love The Matrix.
I know. Mm-hmm.
My kids are huge Matrix fans. Like, huge. Like, I don't really understand it. Anyway, The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions both came out in 2003. And now we've got a fourth one on the way. So, congratulations if you love The Matrix. And then Bill and Ted... you know what? This particular story does not have a release date for Bill and Ted, but they're filming that right now. Or maybe they're almost done filming it. But either way, more Keanu in our lives. And watch that movie on Netflix, Always Be My Maybe. So good. It's coming up in... What?
Never mind. It's the wrong date.
Okay.
I punched in Bill and Ted release, and it gave me the last one.
Oh.
Which is what?
89. Dang.
You're kidding me.
No.
When did the original come out? The Excellent Adventure.
Isn't that 89?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was
saying.
Excellent Adventure is 89.
Is it Face the Music? This one? New one? August 21st, 2020.
Oh.
Bill and Ted Face the
Next,
Music.
So 1 year from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Some naked lady.
Oh, how exciting.
In the news.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's home day. Big Brother's on tonight.
Man, I know that you've been avoiding the stories. The spoilers are everywhere.
Yuzi's really good at keeping them off my plate, and I do not search or look for anything Big Brother related. Why, do you already know what happened with the veto?
I think
and
I do.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Anyway, that's on tonight. I have an email here from Monica.
Monica, what's up?
Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Hey, Vinny, thank you for talking about the show Working Moms. This is a Netflix show that Bryn apparently is a huge fan of.
He turned me on to it and said, you guys will love this.
Yeah.
And so we watched it Saturday evening or something. And I thought it was very funny, as you said, but I noticed the person next to me was
the actual working mom
curling up inside into herself,
right,
with anxiety.
It's a great show, Monica goes on to say. Like Christine, it's hit me the same way. It was too real. As a working mom in this age, the show highlights the real issues we face, and it's uncomfortable, but it's real. I think shows like this bring to light some of these day-to-day things a lot of us face but can't really explain. My friend also cried at that first episode. But please continue to watch. It's one of these shows that needs to be seen by more people, especially men, just to give a little peek into what we go through. From Monica. Anyway, thanks for the email. You can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
One of the texts that came in, because I was setting up this moment in the show where they're all in a meeting and she's just come back from maternity leave and some guy says something to her. She's definitely contributed to the sort of torturing each other moment, but then he says to her, and someone wrote in the quote, "Has your kids called the nanny mom yet?"
Oh no,
that's right.
And she starts to.
Oh god,
she's trying to just pinch her eyes, and then all of a sudden it gets quiet, and all the dudes start to turn their chairs to another direction, like
to look at the wall.
Oh no. So,
one step too far.
Yeah.
It happens.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Rebel. R-E-B-B-L.
Rebel.
Soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages.
Delicious.
Rebel.
I'm going to go get one right now.
What?
Well, after the break,
I
guess.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we're just getting started here. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I remember.
All right. Here's what's happening. By the way, we're going to have Scott Bubman on.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Facebook's got some stuff going on. Uh-huh. And going around again on Instagram. I'm going to ask him about it. He'll probably know. Going around again on Instagram is this. You have to post that Instagram doesn't have permission to use your photos. So this post is, everyone's posting it trying to say that they don't want Instagram to have. It's another hoax. It's not real. I just think that people.
You've already clicked agree.
Get fired up thinking if they post this, Instagram
now all my
can't
stuff is safe.
Touch their stuff.
Right.
It's not how. Anyway.
That and the Apple credit card?
Oh, the Apple credit card and some Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So we'll talk to him about a few techie stuff things.
He'll explain everything to us.
Right.
He'll Scott-splain.
Yeah, he'll Scott-splain it.
A group of firemen in St. Louis. You might know these guys. You lived there for a minute.
Yeah, I didn't know any firefighters, but go on.
What?
I didn't know any.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
They recently helped a woman in a wheelchair after they saw her tip over trying to get into her home.
Oh.
Her house wasn't wheelchair accessible, so she had to wheel herself through the front yard and then make it up multiple steps to get in.
In a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
They say she wasn't hurt in the fall, But they were like, we're going to be out here every other day. So what do? In their off time, they dug out part of her front yard to make it even, then poured cement to make a path all the way up from the sidewalk to her front porch, and then they put a ramp in so that she could easily get up into her home.
That's
none
really
of them were
nice.
On the clock. They did it over the weekend in their off time. They weren't paid. They were just cool to somebody's mom. Maybe she's not even anybody's mom, but you know what? Yeah. That's rad.
It's great. I love stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some other thing recently that you reported. They went out and helped some dude just like retrofit a house so the person could have access. It's tough, you know? You live your life. You have this house. Suddenly you find yourself in a wheelchair and now you can't get in or out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
How incredibly big-hearted of them.
Right.
It's nice.
Destination weddings.
Oh, they're
it is the end of, we're coming to the close of wedding season.
Oh, it's never over, Vinny.
But, you know.
I mean, Bryn's next up. Dying to go to his wedding.
Can't wait.
You haven't even, you guys are not even working on it, right?
We're talking about it.
Oh, you are?
She's finally.
It all of a sudden starts happening. As soon as you pick a date and a place, then it's on.
Anyway, a survey of 1,500 Americans found over a quarter of us have gone to destination weddings.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves an overwhelming percentage, though, who haven't.
Right.
And they say, yeah, that's too expensive.
Yeah.
Your wedding is too expensive.
Well, a lot of times people have destination weddings so that it's sort of the cream rises to the top. Only the people who really want to go to that wedding go to the wedding.
I suppose.
You know, everybody else is sort of weeded out. Except the people who want to go to Italy. Don't even really know the people. Human.
Right. Like, I'm going to go to the Amalfi Coast for a wedding. I don't really know them, but, you know, it's Italy, so.
He could go to the Amalfi Coast without attaching himself to the wedding, though. I don't ever understand that.
But he likes to
have
people around him.
Okay.
That he sort of knows. Networking. Making new friends, Vinny.
All right. Well, listen. I'm glad you get him. Because I don't
I'm
at
not
all.
Claiming to get him. I'm just saying.
Well, you're talking his company line.
I guess so. I'm towing that line.
Did I do it right, Hooman?
Let's see here. 71% of people cited it as the main reason they'd skip your wedding is because of the cost.
Right.
Not wanting to take time off of work. That's part of it. If you've got a limited vacation time, that event does have to be somewhat vacation-y.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't imagine yourself spending the time that way.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think only really your closest friends and family make the effort to go to a destination wedding. Whether it's through and even them, if they can't do it, they can't do it. And it pares it down.
You're right. Half of people say they probably wouldn't go to a wedding in another country no matter how tight they were with the bride and groom.
Oh.
Doesn't matter how tight we are. Another country?
Yeah, can't do it. Don't have a passport. Don't want to get one. Don't feel like it. Can't afford it. Don't want to.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Somebody you know is throwing a destination wedding.
Who is it? Like, how close?
It's Bryn.
Okay.
Okay? So you're like, I love Bryn.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I would okay. go. I was thinking if he had it in Vietnam, that'd be a great excuse to go to Vietnam.
All right. So he's throwing his wedding in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Does he get a gift from you too?
Mm-hmm.
What? So, destination wedding travel.
He gets a cheaper gift than he would have gotten.
Oh.
I mean, if he does it locally, I'll get him a couple things on his list.
Oh, all right. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Try to be generous with my friends. But I got to fly to Vietnam. Come on, man.
The top reason couples say they have destination weddings is to save money on honeymooning.
They're already there, right? They were already going to be spending money on a trip.
And to check a destination off their bucket list is on.
Doesn't say anything about weeding through the people they don't care about.
And limiting the number of guests.
There it is. So you got to pick. It's got to be careful with what you pick. If you pick someplace really fabulous, a lot more people than you think are going to want to make it there. Especially if you give them like a year's notice.
Okay, I'll set up a new savings account. My Amalfi Coast account.
Fund?
Pretty much. That's what you have to
do. You do?
I'm going to circle. No.
Send it back.
Oh, thanks.
And then the person will be like, surprise, honey, Vinny's not coming. Breaking news.
There's a 28-year-old woman named Anna Lee Halderman from Norwalk, Connecticut. No? All right. Last month, she was at the beach in Westport, Connecticut.
All right.
She was drunk and decided to tan the twins.
Oh, okay. So she's new, topless at least on the beach.
Topless, tanning, with a good buzz mm-hmm. on. Someone called the cops on her.
Oh. Some old biddy.
Somebody had to ruin all the fun. Anna was so upset that she confronted the person and protested by dropping the bottoms, too.
Oh, boy. That's a solid protest, though.
Fully nude now and tanning.
Is it just some lady there with her kids?
I don't know.
Like, could you not show all your stuff to my kids? We're here trying to have a day at the beach.
Mugshot.
Oh, you know what? She's kind of cute.
Oh. Here it is in color. Oh, let's have a look at that. Oh, she's kind of cute. She's angry.
If she'd smile, I mean, she's having a hard day.
Yeah.
So here's the point.
We don't have a shot of her on the beach.
No, I don't have that.
Anna Lee Halderman realizes as she's laying there naked, you know, top, bottom off, that the cops are coming and decides she's going to run for it.
Oh.
Okay, so she takes off and gets away.
And naked.
She's gone. She leaves. She's gone.
Okay.
The police decide it's worth a full investigation.
Of course they do.
And a month later, they find Anna and charge her with breach of peace and risk of injury to a minor. This is a month, and she says, I have no memory of that.
Because she was drunk.
Well, I'm sure she has some memory of that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I got home without my swimsuit.
Yeah.
Might be that.
I ran for it.
Anyway,
naked.
She says she has no memory, but a month-long investigation to find.
Boy, those cops, they were serious about
that. They were serious.
Or they had nothing better to do.
Westport, Connecticut must be a quiet town. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Sleepy little Westport.
Mm. Can't let a lady just tan the twins. She's laying there.
Yeah.
Big deal. Guys can take their shirt off.
Yeah. So why can't girls?
Right. Why can't they?
Right. Right.
Right.
You men can't handle it.
That's so very true. It's so very true. I know I've told you this, but the time my neighbor across the way was washing her dishes with her top off, I'm glued to my window watching her, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't even want to stop looking because at some point she's going to stop and I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
And I feel like you can't walk away from
you got to watch that whole show, right? You don't even want to blink.
I'm looking and I'm watching, and then I finally go, she's just still there. I got to go tell my roommate. Mm. So I run up the stairs. And there's my roommate glued to his window.
So he didn't tell you either.
And I'm like, you son of a. And I run to the window, and now we're both sitting there staring out the window looking at her. And I'm like, you didn't even. And he's like, well, what was I going to do? Walk away? We're there for I don't even know how long, probably at least 10 minutes together. She's just doing dishes with her top off.
You think she knew you boys?
I don't think so until. One of us, and I don't even remember which. This was one of my moves, though, so I think it was me. I ducked and yelled, check me out! And there he was, like. So, but it was because we couldn't sit there all day, and neither of us could really figure out how to pull off. How do you stop?
And then did she, like, go, oh!
She
cover
didn't.
Herself up
it
with,
wasn't,
oh, my.
It just wasn't like a
dish rag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no!
Pull the curtains.
So have you ever, I think she pulled,
whoever
to
did
not
that,
wet her shirt?
Probably you, was dumb because she might have gotten into the habit of doing that.
I know.
What's your question?
You ever take the shirt off to not get it wet when you're doing the dishes? I'm assuming that's what it was, right?
She just is very comfortable being nude at her house. I would never, so what if I get a little water on the front of me?
I mean, I'll have a tank top underneath it, but no, have I gotten like topless to wash dishes? No. I prefer to do housework with some clothing on.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because otherwise things are hanging and...
What about washing your car?
What do you mean things are hanging?
You know, then your boobs are just hanging around in my way.
Oh.
At least with a bra, I can lift them up.
When you're vacuuming, they just keep bumping up against your arm.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. My knees.
I'm picturing you doing naked housework though right now.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Some lady I know said that she did it naked because maybe she was just trying to give me like a preoccupation. But yeah, why would you want to dirty up your clothes?
Sure. Get a little sweaty when you're doing housework.
So you should try it.
Wait, me?
Well,
don't do
anybody.
Housework, please.
Don't.
Give me a break. Closest I come to that is sewing. Feels houseworky.
Well, that yard, man. Put a lot of work into
that. I get
that.
Really sweaty when I do the yard work. Bryn was helping me a couple weeks ago.
I quit.
He quit. He walked. He's like, I'm done. I've broken
well,
a sweat.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing
why are you doing chores over at her house?
We were doing the podcast stuff and hanging out afterwards, and she was started to do it. She goes, "Hey, you want to help me?" And I'm like, "Here's some gloves." I'm like, "All right." So I started helping her.
You don't got better stuff to do than her her chores?
I like her yard.
We were
I like hanging
out together.
You know,
he always hangs. We're talking. I'm like, but, "Listen, I can't talk all day. I got to clean the filter. I got to pull these plants out. Can you want to just come help me?"
So I figured I'd help her a little bit, and I did a little bit, and I was like, sunny out. It's like really hot. I wasn't dressed for this. I'm done. I took off my gloves and threw it on the counter. Like, I'm out.
Then he sat down, just talked. He sat in the shade and talked
John.
To me while I was.
I watched you work.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. I love working moms, but I am a mom with young adult children. And I am far removed from this time in our lives to be able to enjoy it. My nieces, who are new moms, can't watch it. It's too close.
Oh, wow.
It's a...
So that's why it's tough for Christina, because she's in it.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, I don't know if I could watch it or not. I'll have to check it out.
Working moms, Kate, Catherine Reitman, that's her real-life husband in the show.
Oh. Oh, well, that's fun.
I guess.
Now, is that interesting to you? Is he a big character?
He is. He's a big character. Yeah.
So it's okay to troll live on Alice, but typing on social media platform is off limits. Hypothetical much?
What are they saying exactly?
Hypocritical, maybe?
I think that must be what they're getting at.
No, not hypothetical at all.
No, zero hypotheticalism. Coming up in the trash, we'll be... criticizing all the new songs that are out.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.